And then you'll be in tune with what is. Your concerns come out of your assumptions, your experiences, your interpretations, your expectations. I'm saying transcend the expectations. If you expect to be healthy, you're going to be upset if you're sick. If you expect to be in a state of feeling good, you're going to be upset if you feel bad.
That's very true.
Life, every life, no life that has ever been lived on this planet or ever will be lived on this planet hasn't included both sickness and health, both balance and imbalance, both good days and bad days, both things you like and things you don't like. That's the higher understanding. The higher understanding is, if I choose, sooner or later I'll always be disappointed. Because life is going to bring what life brings, whether I'm choosing or not. So my choosing is the problem. My choosing is what sets me up to say equanimity is good and non-equanimity is a problem. Well, who said non-equanimity is a problem? So I'm saying, see beyond that. See how that's a self-created problem. And your idea, in terms of the quote-unquote sages you're referring to, is that somehow they've reached some state or some ability, some special category that is not available to you without you having traversed a great road and climbed a very high mountain.
Yeah, I do believe that. It's a functioning belief.
Yeah. So that's a problem. Because if it's that far, if it's believed to be or held to be that far away, there's no way for you to get there. Then it's something that happened for this one 300 years ago or that one in India, but it really can't happen to me. I can't find what I need to find. I can't be in reality in the same way or in a similar way because it's a high achievement. And maybe I'll make it or maybe I won't. I believe these guys made it. But they're on a different level than me. So that sets up an impossibility for you.
How would I come to a reasonable conclusion about that? You know, it could be just that I didn't try as hard as they did yet. I mean, that's kind of the way my mind works.
That's kind of the way everybody's mind works.
Well, I don't claim to know that, but I can tell you about mine.
Well, I'm telling you, it's the way everybody's mind works. Anybody's mind not work that way? We'll take a poll.
So how are we to treat then that sort of...
By recognizing that these are all ideas. These are all your assumptions. These are all your expectations. These are all self-created. These are all things that come from your mind or from your feeling and have nothing to do with the truth of what is, have nothing to do with the conditions of life in the raw, meaning what life brings. Life brings what life brings. Existence brought you. You didn't have anything to do with it. In the same manner, existence brings whatever it brings in this life. And the whole problem, literally, the whole problem is that we want one from column A, one from column B, and nothing, don't give me anything out of column C. If we didn't have that list, if we didn't have that set of preferences, if we didn't look at life as a menu of good stuff and bad stuff, where's the problem?
It'd be a lot easier, you're saying, to live. Are you saying that?
No, because it may not be easier to live. I'm saying it would be closer to what's true. That may turn out to be easier, that may turn out not to be easier. See, this is a subtler permutation of the same idea. Well, if I achieve this, life will be easier, right? Who knows? It's the